This is episode number 2322 of the Who Cares News for Tuesday, October 25th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Well, greetings, hunker downers.
No.
Oh, no. I know this is the Who Cares News, but let's just put that name aside for right now.
Yeah.
Because we're gutted here.
We are gutted.
The death of Leslie Jordan yesterday. Man. By now, you probably know that the Will and Grace and Call Me Cat star had a medical emergency while driving and crashed into a building.
I understand he hit a car, too, before he hit the building. And barely missed somebody on the sidewalk, according to Access Hollywood. Yeah.
Yeah, there's more details coming out, but all of Hollywood is affectionately remembering Leslie.
Yeah.
The 4'10", now some say 4'11". Some say 4'10".
Yep.
He was a comedy giant.
He was a giant. What a guy.
I mean, he was hilarious in Will and Grace. That's when I first
saw him. Oh, yeah, Beverly Leslie.
Oh my gosh.
He was Karen's nemesis.
Yes. He really became a viral social media star during the pandemic.
Yeah.
With his heartwarming and comedic clips, which I watched.
Yeah.
And because he was hilarious.
Well, he did these all from his home, right?
Yeah.
He wrote everything.
All the hunker downers.
All the hunker downers. Hunker downers.
The way they put it, he's like funny, sweet, kind, naughty, and he was naughty.
Oh no, he can be.
He's a naughty, naughty boy.
Be a naughty boy.
But hilariously so. He was a funny naughty, and it was just.
Oh, it was hilarious.
I mean, the things that would come out of his mouth, and then
can you imagine
his little southern drawl
working with him?
Oh gosh,
and him, because I imagine he's that same. He was that same guy in real life. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
He was funny. He was naughty. I think everybody said he was naughty and flirty.
Yes.
Naughty and flirty.
Who was it that said the flirtiest? Oh, Will.
It was Eric McCormack.
Eric McCormack.
Yeah,
said he was the flirtiest.
Yeah. On the set there. Oh, man.
So his Instagram during the pandemic went from 50,000 to 5.8 million.
Wow.
That's where it is currently.
Wow.
He began his post with, "Fellow hunker downers, this is Leslie Jordan reporting for duty."
Salute.
And his final post was over the weekend when he sang a song he had written on Instagram.
Aww.
Now, one of his lifelong dreams was to be on Opry.
Grand Ole Opry?
Yeah. Not old.
Grand Ole Opry.
Grand Ole Opry. Yeah. And he got to do it.
That's sweet.
He loved to sing hymns.
Oh, that's awesome.
And he sang with Chris, did a duet with Chris Stapleton.
Oh, wow.
I think he even got to sing with Ben Skill. I mean, he was...
Oh.
But I watched clips of him when he was doing on Opry, and it was really cool.
Yeah, one clip I saw, I guess last week, he and Mayim Bialik from Call Me Cat were kind of joking back and forth, riding a golf cart around the studio there.
So production of Call Me Cat, they've been halted, according to a statement from the grieving cast and crew of the show. Hollywood has come out to pay tribute to Leslie, and may he rest in peace.
Yes, may Leslie Jordan rest in peace. Thank you so much for all the laughs and all the fun, sir.
Because if he wasn't in his car, if he was around other people, he probably could have got help for whatever it was.
Oh, but
he was driving alone. And
doggone it. Well, may he rest in peace.
Yeah. Well, proving he really is Aquaman in real life, Jason Momoa showed off his cheeky side, wearing only a loincloth while fishing in Hawaii the weekend and posting it on Insta.
What the hell? Who goes fishing in just a loincloth?
Jason Momoa.
What's the deal? I don't understand.
Well, he didn't waste any time talking about his passion, putting an end to single-use plastics in our lives.
Yeah, we do.
Which is good.
I saw something about that. It's scary as hell.
I know. It is. Has been.
I know. I mean, you don't realize it until you find out what we've been doing with all the plastic bottles. It's not good. I don't even want to go into it.
I can't.
Yeah. No, it's terrible.
No.
Stop using them.
All right. So anyway, let's get back to Jason Momoa and the loincloth.
Jason Momoa and the loincloth.
He says, I'm here in Hawaii right now and just seeing things in our ocean. It's just so sad. Please, anything you can do to eliminate single-use plastics in your lives, help me. Plastic bottles are ridiculous. Stop littering.
Well, it isn't just littering.
I know.
Apparently,
we don't
dispose of them right.
No, we don't.
Yeah. I mean, even if we recycle them, they're not... So the one thing about recycled plastic bottles, there's really no use for them. There's nothing we can make out of them that we really need. It's not like we can make things...
Park bench.
We can make all the park benches in the world. We don't need them. And that's the problem, is that this material that plastic bottles are made out of only recycle down so much. And so what else happens to them? We have to ship them somewhere. And that's the problem. And they do end up being disposed of incorrectly.
Because I could go on this forever.
Well, yeah.
Forever.
Same is true of plastic bags, too, by the way.
But you know what? Because this is a Who Cares News, and I do care deeply about the environment. And I also care about Jason Momoa and a loincloth. So you know what? Stop littering. Stop using single-use plastics. And let's get back to Jason Momoa and a loincloth. If the wind blows it.
What was he doing? He was fishing,
Junkies.
You said?
He was fishing.
He's fishing in a loincloth. Now, how primitive is that? I mean, that's like getting back to basics.
He has that.
He does have that
rugged. He
does, doesn't he? Oh, my God. Lisa Bonet, what were you thinking? Letting that get away?
Well, I think it was him. I think his I think his ego expanded.
Is he going to do Aquaman too? Are they going to do? He already did, didn't he? Didn't he do Aquaman in one of the Justice League ensemble movies or something like that?
Aquaman too wasn't about him. He was, you know, they're fine and dandy to do that, but it was all about whether Amber Heard. It was
Amber Heard.
How much Amber? And she's already done a lot of it.
Oh yeah.
Pre-trial.
Yeah, right.
And so now I don't know if they've ever figured out just how much of it she's
going
to be in.
She poops in Aquaman's bed. I don't know. There you go. Check it out. I'm sure it's on his Instagram because he's getting attention because he's Aquaman.
He's in a dang loincloth. Yeah.
With our apologies to Lisa Bonet.
And we're all waiting for the wind to blow aside.
And Halle Berry. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and...
That's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.